This call is now being recorded.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Joint CCNSO-GNSO-IDN Working Group call on the 13th of November. On the call today, we have Daniel Karshiv, Jonathan Shi, Edmund Chung, Jian Zhang. We have apologies from Christopher Dillon, Yong-Yun Lee, Fad Bertini, Sarmad Hussein, and Rafik Damak. From the staff, we are waiting for Bart Biswinkle, and you have myself, Julia Chavolin. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Julia, and thank you all for joining the JIC call. So I had a fairly brief agenda put out, basically just to cover the just to give everyone an update on the variant issues project related progress, and then trying to maybe utilize today's call to follow up on some of the discussions we had in Toronto, and progressing on the final report on universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. And that's pretty much it for today. Before we get started, though, I was I was hoping that we would have a few more people to join. But in any case, just an update on the charter situation of this group. So before I go into there, just see if anyone has any agenda item to add. Jane, you're good with it?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay. So I guess just to get started, I wanted to update you on, about a year ago, we asked the two chartering councils from the GNSO Council and the CCNSO Council to extend our charter as we move along. A suggested timeline was put forward to have us wrap up our work by the end of this year. The general direction, however, is to wrap up the three items that we have identified as issues of common interest between CCNSO and GNSO. So the idea is for us to complete those three items before we close or adjourn the working group. It has since been, apparent that all three items would require a longer period of time for the implementation, especially through different staff teams. So since Costa Rica, we have done two things, actually, one of which is to reduce the number of calls from a biweekly call to monthly call. The other thing is to start to think about this group as more on following up with the work in conjunction with the staff teams on all three items, actually, single character IDN TLDs, variant TLDs, and universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. All three items, there are staff efforts looking into the implementation, so we are looking to turn this group really into supporting those efforts. At least from my side, I have a work item to start talking to the GNSO Council on this and see if they have any problems or if there is any requirement for any resolution to continue. I guess Jane and Bart will be considering whether any action needs to be taken on the CCNSO Council as well. In Toronto, I had a brief chat with Bart. Bart, unfortunately, hasn't joined us today yet. And it seems like perhaps there really isn't any need for any council action at this point. And we would continue with the same objectives and mode of operation based on the current charter. So that is the quick update on the charter situation. So unless I hear objections from the GNSO, that is going to be the case going forward. I don't know, Jane, if you wanted to add anything to that.
No, I was there. You know, when we talked to Bart, asked if there is any action need to be done by both council. He seems, you know, he sounded quite clear. You know, at this point, we just continue our work without, you know, changing our charter again.
Right. So, Jonathan or Daniel, I wonder if you have any thoughts or additions you want to add to this.
Well, not at this time. I'm okay with what you already said, you and Jane. So, it's
okay.
Fine with me.
Thank you.
Jonathan here. I'm okay too. I have no further comments.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll continue to push on, and I'll quickly summarize this to the mailing list as well, so other people on the call, not on the call, can chime in if they wish to. But at least that's what we intend to do. Okay, so coming to the agenda itself, I was going to give a very, very brief update on the IDN variant TLD projects. As you probably know, one of the draft reports have been put out for public comment. There are two reports that were put out for public comment, one already closed. That's on Project 2.1, which is the label generation rule set. And that particular project is proposing a sort of two-panel or two-step process to create root-level language or script tables for variant generation. What is called a primary panel would be primarily tasked to provide a proposal for variant mapping tables based on linguistic and community work. And then a secondary panel would check the validity and check for the security and stability concerns at the root and put that in place. And the idea is that once it is in place, the table would be shared by all IDN TLDs in that particular language or script. That's for Project 2.1. The other project, I think Project 6, is about the user experience. Also, a document was put out for public comments. I don't remember when it closes, but let me see. Does anyone know off the top of their head? So I'll dig it up again, but I guess the that will be put out. That is being put out for public comments as well. It talks about the issues and things that the program IDN variant TLDs should try to address in terms of user expectation. So that's really the update from the VIP related projects. I wonder if there are any questions or thoughts. Oh, and at this particular point, I don't think we need to do anything yet. But once the final report on Project 2.1 is being put out, I think we will need to do a more thorough study on whether it has any policy impact for IDN GTLD process and IDN CCTLD process. And if so, we would need to report back to the two councils on the issue, because this is a set of rules that would be applicable to both IDN GTLDs and IDN CCTLDs. So basically, IDN CCTLDs would be bound by these policies that are put in place. So I don't see a huge challenge at this point, but I guess it is this group's responsibility to do a more in-depth study on whether it has any policy impact back to the two councils. So that I think is expected early next year, and we will certainly be keeping an eye out for it. Please go ahead.
I was a bit late. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi, Bart. Good to have you join. Was just I actually started the meeting with a brief recap of the charter moving forward, and I guess we Jane and myself and yourself had a very brief chat in Toronto, and the agreement I guess is that at this point there is no need to go back to the councils for any particular action. We would continue to work on three issues and follow through with them, and that would be sort of the mode of operation going forward, at least until we hear further.
It's my understanding is that, say, at least complete the final report on universal acceptance, and then say, because that will be close to Beijing, and then revisit it again at the Beijing meeting.
Sure. Now that's a good addition. In fact, that is correct. That is certainly one of the elements, is that we will continue to go back to the council, where especially during the ICANN meetings, and Beijing would be at the next stop, and to see at that time whether it's necessary or appropriate for any actions to be taken regarding the charter.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then I gave a brief update on the VIP-related projects. So I was wondering if Jonathan or Daniel or Jane had any questions on those. Okay. I guess hearing none, I will continue forward. The only other item on the agenda was to discuss the final report on universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. So I updated the first draft, which was sent around in September. And so last month in the Toronto meeting, we had a pretty fruitful discussion, I think. We covered mainly the first recommendation A, and a little bit of recommendation B. So I updated A and added the sort of description behind it, on why the particular recommendation. And so just to quickly recap, the recommendation A was originally written as to make it a requirement for IDN CCTLDs and GTLDs to support universal acceptance in their own systems. After the discussion in Toronto, I guess the sort of consensus is to try to make it more of a recommendation, recommend them or suggest rather than a requirement. The other main change is to, instead of that being an input, that suggesting that being an input into the policy processes, either for the GNSO or the CCNSO, is to turn that into a recommendation for updating the ICANN IDN guidelines, which are essentially included in both processes, and that seems to be a more appropriate place for this to be included. And of course, added in terms of some description of the proposed recommendations in section 4, as you if you open the document to take a look, in section 4 there's a more detailed description of why the particular recommendation, and the main discussion is basically that to point out that a lot of the issues concerning universal acceptance is really outside the remit of ICANN, but this particular item is perhaps the only one that is more directly under ICANN's purview. So, and one of the important aspects is that we've identified that in order for other outreach efforts to be effective, it is important sort of that our home turf is covered. That is, you know, our own registries and registrar systems are properly supporting universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. And therefore, this recommendation is important. And today, actually, you know, some quick look around, we see that registries and registrars, their systems, whether it's, you know, whether the web-based system or the more intimate EPP or registration systems, some of them do not readily support IDN TLDs for things like name server records, child hosts, or contact email addresses. So these are at least some of the areas that we would recommend the community to implement in order for our other outreach efforts on this particular topic to be effective. So three main items from this. One is changed from required to recommend. Second one is to move it to recommending updates to the ICANN IDN guidelines. And the third is the description that I just mentioned in terms of the rationale for the recommendation. So that was basically summarizing the discussions from Toronto. Any thoughts, additions, agreement, objection from anyone?
Emma, I'm Jonathan. I
yes.
have no further comment.
Okay. Thank you, Jonathan. So I guess with that, I'll consider at least this to be where we have. We'll continue to try to solicit feedback from the mailing list. So moving on to recommendation B. Recommendation B is to have the to ask where I can to allocate specific budget and in for the advocacy of universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. I have since gotten actually some feedback, as in a couple of things. One is that not only the budget, but also the strategic plan. We should probably make the recommendation for the budget and the strategic plan. And the other one is the latter part of the description may be unnecessary. We sort of said, you know, beyond the passive development of information materials and toolkits, it seems to shine a negative light on the work from the staff. That's not the intent. So from the recommendations, we should probably strike that out. And from the description part, we should explain further that so far the work has been more about materials. The work has been that has been supported has been more of creating these materials for application developers and those type of purposes, but there hasn't been as much proactive outreach, and this recommendation is to address that particular issue. And then I also there was a very brief discussion in Toronto, but I've expanded it a little bit more. So I was hoping to for this to be sort of the discussion of today, which is in section 4. If you take a look at under B, the sort of fleshing out a little bit the recommendation is to, I guess, identify a couple of things. One is that to start off by saying that internationalization has been identified as a sort of a key strategic direction of ICANN, and we believe that universal acceptance of IDN TLDs should be one of the important pillars. And then the recommendation is fleshed out a little bit more for it to be included in the strategic plan in the future under sort of a particular umbrella, which is called competition, consumers' trust, and consumer choice. And then for the budget process to add this as a core organization activity. Right now there are two core organization activities. One is the new GTLD process, the other is IDN programs. I guess this particular item perhaps should the argument is that this requires an item on its own, and then there is a rationale provided for why we focus a little bit more on IDNs. It doesn't mean that IDNs is the only issue. At longer ASCII TLDs are presents an issue as well, but the special thing about it being IDN TLDs is that it turns this issue into a community-wide concern that covers both GTLDs and newly created IDN CCTLDs. So those were the sort of rationale that were put forward. And as I mentioned just now, I've received a suggestion that we include the explanation of why previous efforts have not been enough, or why we think it hasn't been enough, and that it justifies more a special focus on it. And as I mentioned, that's the part where we think, you know, so far we've seen more passive type of work being done. You know, I think more proactive work needs to be done, and the way to get focus on a particular issue would be to make that suggestion. So that's for B.
Edmund?
Yes.
This is Bai.
Yes, please go ahead.
The way I understand the strategic objective of of internationalization, it's more about ICANN as a corporation, and not so much on the internationalization of the DNS as such. So you run the risk of confusion if you if the working group would try to folk or include it in internationalization. I think, say, from what I know, I think putting it under the heading or strategic pillar of consumer competition and consumer trust is a very good one, because at the end of the day, it's not about universal acceptance. It's also about the acceptance of the global community of new GTLDs, in particular IDNC GTLDs, and that sets, say, the frame for competition and compute and consumer trust and choice. So maybe as a suggestion is to strengthen the arguments under the consumer, under the strategic pillar, and turn it into a strategic priority there, and then strike the bit on internationalization.
Okay. No, I think it was a little bit of a stretch. The reason why it was put there is I believe, I forgot who it was, but it was the confusion was created by justifying moving the IDN GTLD applications forward in the new GTLD process and related to internationalization. I at that time, when I heard that, I thought it was sort of a stretch as well myself, and I guess I agree with you, Bart, with that, mentioning that the confusion has been sort of made a little bit.
And maybe if to capture it, maybe it's almost pedantic, but this is about the internationalization of the DNS, and not
right.
So much as internationalization as the key strategic objective of ICANN, because as I said, that's more focused on ICANN as an institution corporation.
Agreed. Agreed. And in fact, I think what you mentioned is a good point. In fact, we should probably focus our emphasis on competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. That
yes.
Will probably be even more beneficial for the for the recommendation.
Yeah.
Than to try to take, you know, confuse the matter. And I agree with that. Any thoughts from others?
Hi, this is Jen.
Yes.
Yeah, actually I agree with you. I think, you know, Bart has addressed the confusion really well. Just want to mention, I did make comments in last week's Baku IGF during the GTLD session. I made a comment about universal acceptance because Fadi was there and a lot of board ICANN members are there. So I mentioned our work on Jack's work on universal acceptance. Also, I ask, you know, to consider to allocate, you know, the budget on this project, and also allocate the resource, and also consider what kind of role ICANN could play, because this definitely universal IDN universal acceptance should be community-wide effort. I think the message has been passed, you know, loud and clear. Just a quick update.
Thank you. And I apologize if you hear crying noise. That would be my little daughter that just was born about a week or so ago. And apologies for if it's becoming a nuisance. But anyway.
I never got a chance to congratulate you. Edmund.
Oh,
congratulations, Edmund.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So yeah, thanks, Jane, for doing that. I think I think I missed that particular session. I was in Baku for 1.5 days for a couple of things, but because of the reason why that I just mentioned, I was there for a very short time. So that's I think the main that's it for recommendation B as well. If there is no further, then I'll start to move to C. Okay, hearing no further discussion on recommendation B, again, that we'll continue to circulate this and see if there's any further discussion in on the main list. For recommendation C and recommendation D, we actually haven't really started working on sort of the details of the recommendation. But for recommendation C, the main concept is to ask for ICANN to help coordinate the development of a sort of a checklist or guide for new IDN TLDs, including new gTLDs and new IDN CC TLDs, to this particular issue. So far, ICANN has created a lot of materials and even toolkits for application providers on sort of how to do universal acceptance. What has been missing is for new gTLDs or new IDN CC TLDs coming in to make them aware of the potential issues, like the browser not supporting it for a period of time, some of the databases out there that is not supporting IDN TLDs, and some of the sort of things that registry operators should look out for and do. So that, I think, is certainly through the discussion, previous discussions of this group, has been one of the item that was raised, I think, a few times, and seems to be something that is of high value for the community itself. And in fact, perhaps I should add registrars to the audience for this particular piece of work as well. So again, I haven't written anything there yet because I was hoping to get a bit more input on what should be there. But the idea is to ask ICANN staff team to work on and perhaps with the support from the previous new IDN previous new gTLDs and new IDN CC TLDs on completing a set of sort of checklists or guidelines for the newcomers. So any thoughts on what we should cover here? Well, I guess just to add to that is that the idea is not for this group to try to create the checklist, but make a recommendation for the staff team, which has been formed, to look into this matter and also indicate the that perhaps involving the earlier new gTLDs and IDN CC TLDs in the process to create this checklist would be useful. Any thoughts, discussion, ideas?
Hello, Mirjana Natasic speaking. Hello, do you hear me?
Yes,
I will strongly support the recommendation C because when we introduced our IDN, we had a lot of unknown things with which we have to cope concerning our registrars and registrants, and it will be most helpful thing for any new gTLD or CCTLD to have such kind of guides or checklists or whatever to know to know what the future will bring to them.
Right. I was wondering, actually, as you brought this up, perhaps in a write-up for this, even though we're not going to create the full checklist.
No, I understand.
But perhaps providing some examples might be useful for staff to get started as well. So I wonder if perhaps you can share of the items, and I can include it in the document.
We made a kind of investigation when we started to introduce our IDNC CTLD, but it is a little bit out of date, let's say. It is old, maybe 2 years or something like this, but I can provide it. Although this document is on our website. So I can send you the link, and you will see if it is useful for something or not.
That would be very useful. Please do send it to the list.
I will send the link to the list. Or if there is no link on our website, I have the document written somewhere. I will find it. Let me write it down. Okay, I'll send it to the list. But you should keep in mind that it is pretty old, maybe 3 years or something like this. All the things are not up to date, let's say.
Right.
Okay.
It's never changed, though, so...
Yes, you are right. Yes.
So, yes, that would be very useful.
Yeah, thank you.
You can contribute to the mailing list.
Edmund?
Yes, Bart?
Just a suggestion is, say, based on what we just heard, is include something in, say, with a reference to the experience of some of the IDNC CTLDs and include links or whatsoever, that say in consultation, prepare something in that sense is that say frame it as a learning experience and based on the experience, say, from those who've already been introduced, that such a checklist should be developed, which includes topics that say high level topics as in the link or in the document and details to be worked out.
Right, that would be actually you made a very good point. I think perhaps not just what was just said. I think there are multiple IDNC CTLDs that were launched and they probably have some study or post.
They all have the experience, yeah. And it's
right.
Not even, yeah, and you yourself should have some of these experience from the past as well.
Correct. So we should do some collection and we should try to summarize a little bit in terms of framework. That's the part I think is very useful. Maybe the high level topics that these are, you know, five or four of the things, but without the meat, but have a bit of a skeleton so that also supports the staff work.
Yeah, and in the sense of noting this is the experience, and then based on that experience, advise ICANN or the community to develop a checklist for future use and maintain that checklist.
Yep. Any other thoughts? In that case, actually, I guess what we can try to broaden a little bit is at least to perhaps go back to the working group members. I know quite a number of the working group members did go through this particular process. So at least we should be able to collect the experience, at least from the working group as a starter. I don't think we need to make an exhaustive study, and that could be sort of left to the staff team to work out what the full scope needs to be. But at least we could go around this working group and try to obtain some experience from like China, see Nick from Korea, and perhaps from some of the new GTLDs that were launched before as well. Of course, from .Asia and others that are from the GNSO on this working group. So I will take on this particular task, and if we can I'll try to ask for people to send in any reports or documents that they have created in the past for this issue into the mailing list and go from there. Okay. So I guess C is a work in progress, and we have a pretty good path at least to collect some data before we move into to fleshing out the details of the recommendation. We have about 10 minutes left. I guess I'll touch on recommendation D as well. Recommendation D is slightly more general, but there is one particular item that was raised in our previous discussion that I think is worth highlighting. And I was planning to spend more of the write-up on that particular issue. So D really is about the general concept and following up from B that this issue should be further studied by the staff team and with the participation from the community, and especially on what types of things ICANN can do to proactively go out to reach out to the world at large. And one particular item that was brought up, I think, worth noting from this particular group is there have been attempts to create lists of TLDs, whether it was the public suffix list or software hard-coded lists. The fact that these lists exist, one of the, I think, very enlightening point that was made was that these lists may be providing certain services that IANA and ICANN has not been providing, which perhaps IANA or ICANN can provide in the future. And this includes some of the features of, for example, the public suffix list, which provides a little bit more information on the TLDs rather than just the TLD itself. And these are information that perhaps that might be collected through ICANN and provided through IANA. It might be in a form of a flat file. It might be in form whatever a kind of service that would avoid at least encourage the technical community to take the authoritative list from ICANN rather than to depend on some third-party list which runs the issue of being out of sync of the root. So that's that I think is a worthwhile feature. Aspect to highlight and provide as input to the staff team as they continue to create to look into to the issue. So generally, as in to do a bit for further studies, we talked about potentially doing surveys. I know there are reservations about surveys as well, but we should probably touch on it in the discussion because that was brought up in the feedback we've gotten, but also to focus our discussion on highlighting the fact that perhaps ICANN should look into whether there are certain features or services that could be provided from IANA or ICANN a little bit beyond just the root list in the DNS, and whether that might be that might attract more usage directly from the authoritative source rather than to depend on third-party lists. So, and that helps in the cause for universal acceptance as well.
Edmund?
Yeah.
This is Barrett. So, to what extent, just to clarify, it's more a matter of, if I understand you correctly, this is part of what I would call the strategic project or strategic program of universal acceptance. for ICANN.
Right.
Why not include it under the heading of B as a separate item?
I actually have thought about that, but I thought it would provide a little bit better clarity for B if it focused just, you know, that's the high level thing, and then because D, I wanted to spend a little bit more sort of wording around what I just said in terms of the potentially there are services that perhaps ICANN could look into that would avoid people using those third party lists and, you know, avoid the synchronization issue. That would venture a little bit further from B, and that's why I thought it would be better to highlight it as a separate recommendation.
So if you would turn B, in that sense, the way I understand B is to elevate it into a strategic item, universal acceptance.
Right.
Because currently it's part of the ops plan, but it's not highlighted as a strategic priority.
Right, and in fact, and when I read both the strategic plan and the budget, no mentioning of it at all in either of the plans.
And say, as such, knowing how it works, it is. So if you elevate it into universal acceptance of TLDs and in particular IDN TLDs, then say normally what would happen is because it becomes a strategic priority or strategic goal if it's accepted as such, then different things flow from it. This is one. Then you've got the current initiatives by staff included there as well. So it's a bit of a umbrella or container for all different kinds of initiatives. And say, like, A is different because that's specifically aimed at the as a recommendation for the IDN CCTLDs and TLDs in general to accept it. So that's a different audience. And I think C as well, although you could argue C is already part of B as well. So C and D are specifically part of say the strategic umbrella or under the strategic umbrella.
Okay. Well, C probably is a little bit more urgent, and actually, as you were talking through it, I kind of starting to agree more that we should lump C into B and just make the description of B a little bit longer to include it.
Yeah.
We just need to make sure that it doesn't confuse the matter.
Yeah.
But C, I think, could still be independent because that needs to be done faster before B is in place. Even without B, I think C should be there.
Yeah, no, but say, I'm very clear. Say, C is a bit, say, A is very much aimed. It depends a bit who's the audience.
Right.
And at the end of the day, this is a checklist for, you could argue with C, you could argue both ways. But, maybe that's something else, but that's, say, for the next generation, you could assign already priorities to it.
Sure. I guess what I did agree was that without B, D would never get done anyway, because it's, you know, it would just continue to do what it does. And what I wanted to, what we wanted to suggest from D requires kind of B as in the elevated priority of this particular work item. So I think it probably makes sense to lump that in. But I guess C and A are things that even if this issue is not prioritized, perhaps they could be delivered, kind of thing.
Yeah, and even independent of ICANN, if necessary.
Sure. Okay. That is certainly very useful. So I guess this is somewhat of a big sort of a change in the flow, but we have sort of run out of time as well. I wonder if anyone has any immediate thoughts on what was just said and on these and on recommendation D. Before we close. Hearing no particular suggestion, I guess I will at least move forward as was just discussed and as Bart suggested to move really D into B and provide a little bit more description of what I mentioned earlier on and produce that as a next as the next draft and send that along into the mail list to be discussed. Okay.
Okay.
Jane, did you have anything before we close?
No, it's okay for me.
Okay. In that case, we will meet again as we move to a monthly schedule now. We'll meet again in a month's time. I forgot the actual dates. I wonder, Bart, if you have it.
No.
No, but we'll announce it, but it will be about a month from now on the call again. But before that, and hopefully earlier before that, I'll turn around a new version of the document. We heard from the discussion earlier that we'll start to collect some of the experience for recommendation C. And thank you, everyone, for your time. Talk to you again next time.
Okay.
Thank you, Emma.
Bye.
Thanks for attending.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.